So at this point in the service, we commission our Eucharistic visitors, and these are brothers and sisters who go through training, and they go out on Sunday afternoon and share communion with those who, for whatever reason, can't be with us. Maybe they're in the hospital, maybe they're homebound, maybe for whatever reason they can't make it to church, but somebody calls us and says, this person would really like communion, or I'd like communion, and they go out, they listen, they pray, they share communion. So if this is a ministry that any of you all would be interested in, if you like to listen, you like to pray, you like to be with people, then let me know. We'd love to have you serve. So Father, bless now these your servants. Fill them with your Spirit, and we pray that those to whom they go would know your deep love for them and the fellowship they share with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now is our post-communion prayer. Feel free to kneel for the post-communion prayer. We've just received from God's grace and God's bounty, and so now we're preparing to go out into the world. So this is a prayer of thanksgiving, and now we're asking God, who has just nourished us and loved us and blessed us, to prepare us to go into the world. So now we're beginning to shift our focus from what is going on in this sacred space to what's going on in the world around us. And so let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And one of the other roles of an ordained person is to declare God's blessing. And so it's with joy that I announce the blessing of God on this congregation. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.